Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Three heartwarming sports stories are in the news this week. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. While we celebrate the great games and championship runs toward March Madness, I am also taking a moment to applaud three touching off-the-field and off-the-court stories that have made headlines. One you definitely know, another you may have forgotten, and a third you are probably just hearing about. Michael Sam, the star defensive end from Missouri and top pro prospect, had more than a little support on his campus when the haters came out to protest Sam as the first openly gay football player likely to be drafted by an NFL team. Sam was back at Mizzou to pick up his Cotton Bowl trophy when word spread that the perverted nitwits from the Westboro Baptist Church were coming to demonstrate against Sam with some seriously racist and homophobic signs and slurs. So what happened? On a cold and rainy day in Columbia, more than 2,000 people came out to line the campus streets in support of Sam and to literally turn their backs on the protesters. That's right, they positioned themselves on the sidewalk between the haters and where Sam's car would be driving along, looked at the scuzz balls from Westboro, and in unison, turned their backs on them. Good going, and go Mizzou in my book of fairness for every human being on this planet. Over the weekend, the Brooklyn Nets signed Jason Collins to a 10-day contract because they needed his experience in rebounding. Collins, you may recall, came out as the first openly gay pro basketball player in the twilight of his career because he did not want to go out as a dishonest person. And the Nets players welcomed him into their locker room for as long as he would be there to help the team win games. Nothing more, nothing less. Then there is the inspirational 16-year-old named Ebony Nettles Bay, who is a phenom girls basketball star in Verona, Wisconsin, who can handle it like Rondo and shoot it like Kay Durant, even if she has no eyebrows and hair from the chemo that treats her stage 4 cancer. Ebony literally comes right from the hospital in intravenous treatment, gets into her uni, and despite her loss of weight and strength, still dazzles them out on the court. Ebony has two goals: to meet LeBron James and to live long enough to do it. Now you tell me, aren't those three stories something special in our world of wins and losses? This is Archansky. See ya.